Good morning. It is 7:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted Woodward, Gordon Basham with you this morning here on Tuesday, November 20th. A Friday night crime spree landed a convicted felon behind bars in Wichita. Police say that Taylor Creamer was involved in a hit and run, and then he set an SUV on fire. The suspect then entered a home and took family's cell phone and car. Police caught up with him, but it did lead officers on a car and foot chase. He ended up arrested on multiple charges of kidnapping, robbery, and arson.
And Wichita police were called to that hit-and-run accident about 9:30 Friday night at Harry and Southwest Boulevard. It involved a black Lincoln Navigator. At 11 p.m., officers were assisting Wichita firefighters in the 700 block of East Antler. A black Navigator had been set on fire there. Witnesses told police a man was seen taking a bicycle from the back of the vehicle and fleeing the scene while firing several shots in the air from a handgun. Five other people also told police that the suspect had entered their home in the 500 block of East Zimmerly and robbed them at knife point of their cell phones and a maroon 2005 Dodge Stratus.
Officers responded to the area and located the stolen vehicle in the area of Gilbert and St. Francis. And when they attempted to stop the vehicle, the driver accelerated and fled from officers. A vehicle pursuit ensued to the area of 13th and Shadeway when Kramer stopped and fled on foot. He was taken into custody after a short foot pursuit and booked into jail, and he was in possession of a knife and a face mask upon his arrest.
Officer Charlie Davidson identified the man as Taylor Creamer of Wichita. He faces charges of kidnapping, arson, theft, felon possessing a firearm, and other firearms violations. He was paroled from to Wichita from Coffee County back in October.
A new push for HIV testing.
Continuing in the footsteps of his mother, Princess Diana, Britain's Prince Harry speaks out about the importance of getting tested for HIV. The prince recorded a PSA to mark HIV testing week in the UK. Princess Diana won praise for visiting an AIDS clinic in the 1980s. Prince Harry was videoed taking an HIV test 2 years ago before he married Meghan Markle. And his advocacy continues with this PSA, pointing out new HIV infections are declining in Britain. For more health news, go to Fox News Health.com. House Call for Health. I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
A woman murdered in a St. Louis, Missouri Catholic supply store. The suspect is believed to have committed a sexual assault and shot the woman before fleeing the scene. Sergeant Sean McGuire of the St. Louis County Police Department says the gunman is still on the loose.
A sexual assault did occur inside the store. I don't know how many victims.
Reports say a 911 call detailed the suspect ordered all of the women inside the store to strip at gunpoint before shooting the victim in the head.
2 years after it was approved by voters, Massachusetts' first pot shops open today.
Long lines are expected as people in Massachusetts can finally visit the state's first recreational marijuana dispensaries. Two stores got the regulatory okay late last week. You must be 21 or older in order to buy it, but public consumption of weed in Massachusetts is still illegal. There are limitations on how much you can buy and how much you can possess. And despite the recreational part of the sales, dispensaries must prioritize patients. They must set aside at least 35% of it for medical marijuana sales. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
According to a new survey from Robert Half, 64% of employees plan to shop online at work this season. Kathleen Northimer with Robert Half says it's up to those helping keep systems secure to be clear about what they want.
It's really important for the IT professionals and folks running teams to be very proactive and talk about, first of all, what the company policy is about shopping, and maybe give some tips and tricks on how to safely browse online or shop online. There are definitely sites that people should avoid and things that they can look for, and those all help protect not only the company but the employee and creates a smarter user of technology.
The report is based on responses from more than 2,800 workers and more than 2,500 IT decision makers in 28 major U.S. markets.
Who knew an elevator ride was going to be the highlight or a low light of a Mexican man's vacation to the Windy City?
Along with superb dining in the signature room, a restaurant 95 floors up offers amazing views of Chicago and Lake Michigan. It's getting to the street level that caused a recent problem.
Yeah, at the beginning, I believed that we were going to die.
The high-speed elevator was extra speedy for Jaime Montemayor and five others visiting the skyscraper formerly known as the John Hancock Building. It dropped 84 floors in seconds after after one of its numerous cables snapped. The car came to a rest near the 11th floor. Fire crews broke through the wall to rescue those trapped inside. The elevator will remain closed while officials figure out what happened. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Well, it's the age-old question. Are two heads better than one? Well, in the case of a Kentucky hunter who bagged a buck, probably not.
The photo of Bob Long's unusual prize has been posted to Facebook by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, the male deer killed by Long, with another deer's decomposing head still attached to its antlers. How did this happen? Department Sergeant Tony Dunker suspects the buck's locked antlers in a fight over territory or mates, and after one died, its body decayed for weeks to the point the head separated. Long hopes his trophy of the interlocking bucks looks the same way the animal did when he killed it. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's 7:38 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at the weather forecast here a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning.
Good morning. If you're already thinking about traveling for Thanksgiving, good news, the weather is going to be nice on Thanksgiving Day, but big changes arrive by late in the weekend with a chance of rain or snow Sunday. Sunny and 51 this afternoon. It'll be clear and 33 overnight. Wednesday and Thursday are high in the upper 50s near 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have 93% humidity. We're under a clear sky. It is 26 degrees. And that's your forecast here a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:39 with Steve and Ted. Gordon Basham is with us this morning in studio as well. Buying someone the moon may not just be a figure of speech. Heritage Auctions is offering a 6.4-pound piece of the moon.
Wow.
This chunk comes from a lunar meteorite that was ejected off the moon following an asteroid impact, which then landed on Earth. That's what they say. It weighs 6.4 pounds. The auction house describes it as extremely fresh.
Say what?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I don't know. It says less than 0.5% of all meteorites recovered are lunar in origin. There you go.
I guess they can figure that out chemically?
I guess they can figure it out. Supposedly, they're estimating this as about a $400,000 item.
Well, if I win the lottery.
So we'll see if someone, someone's going to buy it. Yeah. They do have a more description of it. They say it's one of the largest lunar meteorites on record, and it's the 8,641st meteorite to be recovered in Northwest Africa and classified.
Wow. A classified meteorite.
Okay, there you go. They say this end piece is a superior representation of a lunar breccia A rock composed of different fragments of rocks and minerals cemented together by interstitial impact melt. It is extremely fresh and not, quote, weathered, and so has not been, quote, terrestrialized as a result of exposure to the Earth's elements.
And you read all those syllables without a flaw. Good for you.
Well, this is all just propaganda from the auction house. Apparently, it was found in the Sahara Desert in Morocco 4 years ago.
Huh.
They say this specimen exhibits the sought-after deep contrast between the ground mass and white anthracite, the oldest rocks on the moon.
Yeah.
There you go. So we'll see. If someone coughs up 400 grand for that.
For a rock.
Yeah, with more money.
Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Which, it reminds me of my grandfather. Apparently, somebody, out in Colorado said, oh my, look at the majesty of the mountains. And my grandfather said, just a big pile of rocks. All right. It is. I cleaned that response up a little bit. It is 7:42 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A county chairman in Ohio made some interesting comments. We'll probably touch on that. And the family feud of Casey Kasem's family never seems to come to an end, does it? It's 7:42 with Steve and Ted, KNSS.